2,500 permits were given out in mid-August based on a lottery system. DNR carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says the number of applications dropped from 20,000 last year to less than 17,000 this year.
We don't know why that is. It may be that in 2012, with it being a brand new activity, there was a lot of interest, and that interest waned as it became more of a something that you could do every year.
The DNR said Friday that just over 1,000 hunters and trappers have bought their licenses so far. More than twice that many are authorized to purchase one. Wolf season will continue until the end of February, unless quotas are met early. And McFarland says that's likely.
And last year, quotas were met relatively quickly. The first seasons closed in mid-November, and the last season closed on December 23rd. And we anticipate season closures prior to February 28th this year.
Up to 251 wolves can be taken this year in Wisconsin, but the state is divided into six zones, each with its own quota. The purpose of the zoning is to allow more hunting in areas with greater likelihood of wolf-human conflict and to prevent too many wolves from being harvested in certain places. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.